And being today, being a day of rest. A day of rest. I can tell you, how long did it take me in the practice sometimes to realize that one of the aspects of or of the fruits that I was receiving from this practice was resting. It took a whole different dimension in my life, a different perspective, way to approach all the different activities that I would engage in. This sense of resting is such a deep letting go, because really what was for me is a deep letting go, shedding, shedding, shedding of many things, you know, wanting things to be certain way, or just being, you know, being aware and being mindful, but many times on the surface. And what I mean by being mindful on the surface was like, well, yes, I can see what is in the surface of my experience. But then, as this mind would start gathering, collecting itself, stabilizing to be here in the present moment, there's something that happens that the attention of the mind heart, you know, can go beyond what we see in the middle of the day with all the different events or different conditions that are happening, that maybe we can see things or we can hear things depending in our faculties, how they are, or sensing or tasting or touching and just seeing what is happening in the mind. We can see, but sometimes there's more seeing than what we think there is. There is hearing. You know, it's almost like listening to one of your favorite songs. And we can be multitasking and we hear the song, we hear it. We can even hear it in the background. But then there's a moment when we're like here, taking this pause, this moment to, okay, let me just be fully here to listen to this song. And you start listening to the different instruments or the different fluctuations, you know, of the melodies or. And so this is what happens in the practice. When we come with an attitude of curiosity, of kindness to ourselves, but not having big expectations. And part of the resting, you know, part of the resting that happens is also that we don't need to be attached to a certain instruction exactly how the teacher says it. In some ways, we are crafting our practice and we are learning to be our own teachers. Of course, you know, there is, we provide the instructions And they have been provided through many, many, many generations, through these past 2,500 years that this practice has been alive. But how the Dharma, how the practice flow through us is really unique depending on the causes and conditions that we have in our lives. And so we can have an understanding on the instruction and see, okay, how can, let me see, how does this support me? And find our ways to craft our practice. So I'm saying this because in some ways, there's a sense of relaxation that happens when you know that there's, some things that maybe you can adjust, that you can adapt, that but the basic is instruction of being aware. Just being aware. That's the one that, it could apply in, I can sing with just being aware and there's no other craft in there. You can go into, okay, how can I be aware of? Or what, how can I be aware and what can I be aware of? So that's another aspect of the practice. Another, and we'll go more into this throughout the day. But we're not doing relaxation. We're just being relaxed. We're just resting here. And so I just wanted to mention that, so that maybe give us more space, more flexibility. Let me see if there's anything else. Another way in which we can touch or explore this being relaxed is knowing that sometimes there are going to be this ease, that not everything that we experience will be of our liking. But if we recognize that, oh, I don't like this, great. That's it. That's part of it. Not fighting against or in favor with any experience. In mindfulness, in awareness, there's no preference of receiving experience. In our relative world, we do have these categories of good and bad. Because of all our causes and conditions, our histories, we have a sense of evaluation in that way. But maybe today, we just look at it and say, well, let's see what is here. Oh yeah, and I see, oh yeah, this is how this mind names it. Or but maybe it's not necessary. Maybe we just can call it for what it is. We just can call it soft. We can call it hard. We can call it light, heavy, vibrating, tingling. We just can name it for what it is. So we notice And we note it, and that may be enough. In this part, in some ways, the resting has such a strong relationship to freedom. Because in some ways, I don't know how it is for you, but in some ways for me, there have been moments in which when has been more resting is when I have been free of clinging. These teeny tiny moments of, okay, Bruni, craving is softening, wanting is softening, not wanting is softening. And really, we can't, when we're free of greed, aversion, and delusion in the mind, yes, there's deep resting. And we are human beings. And there may be some of it at any moment, but we don't have to make it a problem. We just name it and note it. And with that is an opening, that is a condition for resting, to be in harmony with how things are. Again, or to better say it, harmony doesn't mean to be in harmony, doesn't mean that we have to like it or not, but it is like it is right now, right here. And we can find a way to respond with wisdom, to relate with wisdom and with compassion. And so one way to start, that relaxation, or to, cultivate it, is by resting the attention in the physical sensations of the breath. And we all have our own relationships with the breath. So we can maybe that is an entry door for us in our practice, maybe not. But if we go beyond the concept, beyond the label of breath, maybe we can relate to it in a way that supports us. Maybe we can rest the attention in one sensation of the breath, whatever is more appealing. Maybe we can rest the attention in the body, full body breathing. And mainly what happens is that when we rest in the breath without not wanting to go, okay, well, let me just make it, let me just attend the breath now and then. There's a place in the practice. There is a place in the practice to, okay, let me stay here and attend the breath. It's a gathering of the mind. It's the unification of the mind. That continuity that we have of going back to this home base without forcing anything. Sooner or later, the mind settles. It brings some calm. And so, in those moments, we call that practice gathering the mind, collecting the mind, unifying the mind. But If that is something that it just creates more stress, then in the long run, maybe just being here, connecting with the sensations of the breath initially and see what is predominant for you. Maybe there's another physical sensation. That's okay. Just be aware of what is predominant. It's almost like having playing an accordion, this practice sometimes. We have the accordion, and sometimes we're like settling and resting the attention in an object, in this case, the breath. And we go back, and there may be a thought, and you're like, no, thank you. Let me just get this soothing. Let me just be here with this dear friend. The breath is always here. And you don't pay attention to anything else, not because you are rejecting it, but you're really choosing to be here with the body breathing, with the breath. And then other times it's like, well, no, let me just, maybe it's more useful to expand, to open up. Oh, what is most predominant? Easy here. Oh, there's another physical sensation here. There's a tightness. Oh, yeah, that's very obvious. I feel this is predominant. So give it space, give it respect. And so we name it, we notice it and name it. It could be an emotion. Sadness is here. Yeah. Once we're embodied here, we can notice the emotions that are happening in a more intimate way. Or there may be a thought coming and going. So we choose how it is that we can go throughout the day, especially when we're practicing from home. And I will guide you through this kind of playing the accordion throughout the day. But I'm just saying this now because you have a choice. Trust your intuition, your practice, and see what supports you for being here in the present moment and cultivating continuity of practice. That's the most important thing. Continuity of practice, whatever you do. Resting in the breath, resting in the body, resting in sounds. Aware of daily activities, aware of emotions, aware of thoughts, whatever it is. Continuity of practice is so important. So, with that, I just want also then to also give some guidelines, some instructions for movement meditation. So we will go from sitting or stillness meditation to walking movement meditation. It doesn't mean that when we're in stillness, the practice is happening, then we stop, take a pause, and then we start again with the practice with movement and walking. No, the practice continues. And those transition points from stillness to movement, or from engaging in an activity to another activity, they're so key. They're so important. So don't discount them. Just be aware that there is an intention there. Oh, okay, I'm going to stand. Notice what's happening in those transition points. Just being aware of what is happening. You don't have to, keep the list of things that is happening, but just being aware, receiving. The Buddha said that we can practice in any posture. And actually, part of the instructions that he gave for mindfulness was to be aware of daily activities, to be mindful, meaning I'm aware that I'm standing as I'm standing. I'm aware that I'm going to the restroom as I'm going to the restroom. Peeing, I'm aware I'm peeing. Knocking at the door, someone is knocking at the door. Oh, hearing. Something is happening. Aware. So, if you can be aware, throughout the day of your posture, how your posture changes, that's good enough. If you forget and you remember again, that's good enough. Just keep the continuity in any way that supports you. And so, in terms of walking, I described a little bit, how to practice with moving at home, changing your posture, engaging maybe into some movements of, different parts of our bodies. With walking, you have some options here. You can choose a path outdoors or indoors of maybe 10 steps, 5 steps. In that way, the mind doesn't have to engage into deciding what is the best place to walk, making a decision. But just keeping it very simple, choosing a place where you can walk for 10 steps and or something like that. And as you walk, just feeling the movement of the leg, and you can use labeling to the noting, no, the noting labeling. You can say lifting, placing of the foot as you walk. And really resting the attention in what happens, the physical sensations that happen when you're lifting the foot, when you're placing the foot on the ground, when you shift to the next foot, lifting, shifting, or just receiving the physical sensations of the feet touching the ground or the full body walking. The noting practice, what is so powerful, it supports us when it doesn't have to be mechanical, but it supports us in the sense that we're like aiming that tension, like that tension can rest here. And in some ways, it supports the mind from going astray, the attention to go into other thinking. So, for example, sometimes I have been walking indoors, and I have to make a call. The thought appears, I have to make a call. Lifting, placing, lifting, placing. But I have to make a call. Lifting, placing, lifting, placing. Really, that call can be made after later tonight. It's okay. Lifting, placing, lifting. And just receive the physical sensations. And you'll see we're training, gathering the mind, guiding the mind. It's almost like treating with deep care and affection to this mischievous mind that thinks that everything has to happen in this moment, right now. Maybe not. Now you may have some obligations, some family obligations, so that's great. You may have someone coming to your home to fix something. That's okay. Just being aware. The noting will help you throughout the day to keep the continuity if there's many different things happening in your environment. It's not just to, okay, I note it and that's it. There's a purpose. It builds up. And sometimes if it becomes mechanical, just drop it. You don't have to keep noting. It just, you know, once there's momentum of mindfulness, the mo there is a momentum, is okay. It's just use your judgment on how to use it. And there may be for some of us, walking may be too much, movement may be too much. You can move if you're resting, if you're lying down, you can move in other ways. You can bring the arm up, bring the arm down. You can open a close hand, open hand, close hand, open hand. And feel the physical sensations. It's like sensing how it feels. Like right here, if I close the hand, it's oh warm. It feels warmer, warm. Oh, coolness. Oh, softness. Softness. Oh, tingling, tingling. Go back to the physical sensations. And sensing the movement, sensing the movement. You can also do this with a foot. You can just move your toes to the front, move your toes to the back. Just having a sense of the physical sensations that you're feeling in the foot as you move. Be creative, make it fun for you. It's okay to have fun in this practice, to have delight in this practice.